This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is it permissible to have cartoon images and pictures on children's books, toys, swings, and whatever? As you know now, pictures are everywhere. Human beings are very visual people. Back in the day, that kind of desire or that kind of intrinsic appreciation of art and visual signals was effectively serviced by statues and things which really could be problematic, especially if they're stored and then whatever. But now it's done in a cartoon form, in video form, in images which are not real. And I believe this is permissible. I believe that the people who do this do not do it for other reasons that the people who want to try and challenge the creation of Allah and Him Subhanah. I believe that playing with these is permissible. Yes, there are narrations where these toys that had some form of facial identification was used. Yes, there are some opinions and athar or narrations that go back to some of Tabi'in and the early generations that they would remove things from the face to make it defaced or to make it look like not a real face. And I think that's okay if someone does that. I know that's a bit macabre and a bit kind of weird. It looks a bit strange, but it's an opinion that definitely removes any doubt. But I think even with the eyes and so on and so forth, the children can play with them, they can be around and whatever. I will add one caveat, a personal caveat. Do I feel comfortable praying towards that or in the area? No, I don't. I think that they should be away from those areas where ibadah is being carried out, especially the prayer. But in children's books and in children's playrooms and in the garden, I think that's fine. I think using it and drawing with them and helping them, whatever, and this kind of big focus on avoiding the face when it's really clear that it's just a kid's drawing, whatever, I think that's a bit over the top. So I don't think you need that stress. The ruling is not connected to kids' attempts at drawing. Rather, it's connected to a real arrogant form of stubborn shirk, and that I think is very rare to find now in today's graphic designers and people who deal and work with art and use it for educational purposes or for entertainment purposes. And Allah knows best.
Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases and consider donating to this worthy cause.